This is Trish McGregor with your October Star Power forecast. Thank you for joining me. The big news for October is a solar eclipse at 10 degrees Libra on October 2nd. It occurs at 2:29 p.m. Eastern and 11:29 a.m. Pacific. These eclipses are like double new moons, so the area of your chart where Libra appears is where the new opportunity should surface. Mercury is also conjunct. Okay, the other important dates this month, on October 13th, the Sun in Libra trines Jupiter in Gemini. On the 15th, Venus in Scorpio trines Neptune in Pisces. On the 17th, there's a full moon at 24 degrees Aries. And also, Venus in Scorpio sextiles Pluto in Capricorn. On October 21st, 22nd, depending on whether you live in Pacific or Eastern time, Mercury in Scorpio trines Saturn in Pisces. On the 24th, Mars in Cancer sextiles Uranus in Taurus. On the 31st, Halloween, Mercury in Scorpio trines Neptune in Pisces. Now let's see how these things impact your particular sign. Okay, Aries, let's start with the solar eclipse Libra on October 2nd. This one occurs in your 7th house of partnership, so that's where the new opportunity should surface. If, for instance, you're looking for a business partner, then this eclipse should deliver the right person for the job. If you'd like to meet a romantic partner, then you may meet the right person. You get the idea here. Solar eclipses are like double new moons, so double the new opportunities. With Mercury conjunct, at least one of these opportunities may involve a writing or speaking gig. On the 13th, when the Sun in Libra trines Jupiter in Gemini, it's a perfect day to get out and have some fun with your partner and friends. You're in a personable, expansive mood and ready to talk up a storm, and your mood is infectious. On the 17th, the full moon is in your sign, Aries, at 24 degrees, and Venus in Scorpio trines Pluto in Capricorn. Something in your personal life is illuminated, a friendship, a relationship, an issue, a decision you need to make. With the Venus-Pluto trine, you may be in talks concerning money, specifically a raise. On the 21st Pacific time, the 22nd Eastern time, Mercury in Scorpio trines Saturn in Pisces. Talk about money again, but it seems to be related to what you'll be paid for working behind the scenes in some capacity. There are certain rules you'll have to follow, but if the pay is good, you're fine with that. The 24th features a sextile, this one between Mars in Cancer and Uranus in Taurus. This aspect facilitates an exchange of energy between your income area and your home and family. You may be working out of your house on a project and may be surprised by how much you're paid. Or perhaps you're fixing up your place in preparation for a sale and it helps you get a higher price for your house. On Halloween, Mercury in Scorpio trines Neptune in Pisces. This aspect should really deepen your intuition, spiritual beliefs, and may trigger psychic experiences. You may, for instance, see an apparition or experience spirit contact. Synchronicities should flourish today, all in line with the weird Halloween. Taurus. The solar eclipse on October 2nd is at 10 degrees Libra in your 6th house. Mercury is conjunct. This eclipse brings new opportunities in your daily work life. The possibilities, a raise, a promotion, a new job, new responsibilities, new colleagues, a move to a larger office. With Mercury now moving direct, it's fine to sign contracts. It's also possible that you decide to launch your own business. On the 13th, the trine between Sun in Libra and Jupiter in Gemini connects your 6th and 2nd houses, so it looks as if you received more income than you expected for whatever you're doing in your daily work. Or this could be a bonus for additional tasks you've taken on. On the 15th, there's another trine to enjoy. Venus in Scorpio trines Neptune in Pisces, so this one connects your 7th and 11th houses. Your business or personal partner has a strategy for your network or presents you with an opportunity that could become a stepping stone to achieving a dream you have. The full moon in Aries on the 17th occurs near 12th house. Also today, Venus in Scorpio trines Pluto in Capricorn. If you've been seeing a therapist, the sessions may be winding up. Or if you've been working behind the scenes on a project, you may be nearing completion. The Venus-Pluto trine indicates a business partnership that benefits you professionally. On October 21st, 22nd, that's 21st Pacific, if you live in Pacific time, 22nd if you live in the Eastern time zone, Mercury in Scorpio trine Saturn in Pisces. With this trine, you're communicating with members of your network, perhaps providing updates or new ideas. Listen carefully to feedback your members provide. The sextile on the 24th between Mars in Cancer and Uranus in your sign, Taurus, is you're in a nurturing mood today, and it shows in your communication with students if you teach, siblings, neighbors, and friends. Halloween brings another sextile, this one between Mercury and Scorpio, Neptune and Pisces. You and your business partner are on the same page today, where your network is concerned. If you're celebrating Halloween with your kids, make sure your costume fits the festivities. Gemini. October 2nd features a solar eclipse in fellow air sign Libra. This occurs in your fifth house, so new opportunities should surface for you to delve into your creativity. And your ruler Mercury is conjunct. If you're a writer, this is the ideal day to start something new. Allow your imagination to roam free, take notes, see what you come up with. You may be doing a lot of talking and emailing with your friends and kids. On the 13th, the Sun in Libra trines Jupiter in your sign. Jupiter is expanding your life for some months now, and this will continue until June 2025. Take advantage of today's trine to dive even deeper into your creative endeavors, whatever they are. Give your creativity a voice. The 15th brings another trine, this one between Venus and Scorpio and Neptune and Pisces. Your intuition is deepened and pretty much flawless with this aspect. Whatever you're doing in your daily work pays off big time professionally. Female colleagues are especially helpful. The full moon in Aries on the 17th occurs in your 11th house. Also today, Venus in Scorpio sextiles Pluto in Capricorn. This full moon illuminates a broader context of your life, your wishes and dreams, and what you hope to experience and achieve. The issue, of course, is your strategy. The Venus-Pluto trine should help you figure that out. The trine on the 21st, 22nd is between Mercury and Scorpio and Saturn and Pisces. There's a lot of chatter today about your professional life. Meeting the expectations of your employer or client is important to you, but equally important is making your approach to a project clear and concise so there are no miscommunications later on. Looks like the 24th could be a payday for something you're doing behind the scenes, ghostwriting, producing, or something else. You may be implementing a plan that will make the gig permanent, and by Halloween on the 31st, you could have your answer. That the 31st brings a trine between Mercury and Scorpio and Neptune and Pisces, so your intuition is especially good today and accurate. Cancer. The big news for October is the solar eclipse in Libra on October 2nd. It occurs near your fourth house, home, family, or personal environment. So this is where the new opportunities should appear. It could be almost anything. If your home is on the market, for instance, you may get an offer for your asking price. If you've been searching for a roommate, the right person could show up. Mercury is conjunct the eclipse, and that definitely means a lot of communication, but also it's a good day to sign a contract. The trine on the 13th is between the Sun in Libra and Jupiter in Gemini. Things in your family life are expanding, and so is whatever you're doing behind the scenes. If you're a therapist, your business continues to grow. If you're in therapy, your healing expands. If you work behind the scenes in some capacity, Jupiter's magic is bringing luck to your life. There's another trine on the 15th, and this is when Venus and Scorpio trines Neptune and Pisces. This may be one of those days when synchronicities really flourish, particularly in romance, creativity, and your spirituality. It involves fellow water signs, which usually deepens your intuition. Then we come to the full moon Aries on the 17th, and a sextile between Venus and Scorpio, again, and Pluto and Capricorn. That full moon occurs in your career area, 10th house, and something you've been working on professionally may be winding down. You'll be fine with that. You and your business or personal partner are discussing future options. On the 21st, 22nd, depending on whether you live in the Eastern Pacific time zone, Mercury and Scorpio trine Saturn and Pisces. So you may be considering a new creative endeavor and are discussing it with an attorney or trusted mentors. But your intuition is especially powerful today, so go with what it's telling you. On the 24th, Mars in your sign, Cancer, is urging you to hurry forward, to hurry up and deal with something concerning your network. You may be in for a pleasant surprise when you do so, but take your time because Uranus in Taurus says, I got a surprise for you, and it's good. Halloween brings another trine, this one between Mercury and Scorpio, again, and Neptune and Pisces. There's a spiritual or psychic component to today, that kind of goes along with the spooky Halloween. You may don a costume and get out there with the neighborhood kids. Have fun. Leo, the solar eclipse of Libra on October 2nd occurs in your third house of communication. These eclipses are like double new moons, and they bring double the opportunities. For you, this means new opportunities connected to communication, teaching, writing, presenting workshops, participating in groups. You may also have an opportunity to move to a different neighborhood if that's something you've been considering. On the 13th, there's a trine between the Sun in Libra and Jupiter in Gemini. This aspect should prompt you to update your network with a newsletter, a new strategy, or just a personal note. You may also be closer to achieving a long-held dream. You're treated to another trine on the 15th between Venus and Scorpio and Neptune and Pisces. This one connects your 4th and 8th houses, so it looks as if a creative endeavor in which you're involved brings in additional income from a private client or work you've been doing out of your home. The full moon in fellow fire sign Aries on the 17th should be very much to your liking. It occurs near your 9th house, so you may be adding the finishing touches of planning for a trip overseas, or you may be preparing for a talk or workshop you're going to conduct. Venus and Scorpio also sextiles Pluto and Capricorn today, which will facilitate your daily work routine. On the 21st, 22nd, depending on which time zone you live in, Mercury and Scorpio trine Saturn and Pisces. If your home is on the market, you may get an offer. If it's lower than your asking price, don't leap at it immediately. Do the math. Make sure you can live with that offer. Mars in Cancer trines Uranus in Taurus on the 24th. This aspect favors your career and professional life. Mars urges you forward on a project, and Uranus adds an element of present surprise. On Halloween, Mercury in Scorpio trines Neptune in Pisces, so it's an ideal day to don a costume and head out there with your kids into the spooky world of witches and goblins. There's also a psychic or intuitive element to everything that is oddly satisfying. Virgo, the solar eclipse in Libra, October 2nd, occurs near your second house of income. And because these eclipses are like double new moons, you have new opportunities that surface for earning additional income. These opportunities can come from anywhere, former or current clients, a promotion or raise at work, a new gig, a new job. Your ruler Mercury is conjunct this eclipse, so it may be that one of these opportunities involves some type of communication. What's your pleasure, Virgo? The 13th brings a trine between the Sun in Libra and Jupiter in Gemini, which connects that second house of income and your 10th house of career. Jupiter has been expanding your professional opportunities for the last several months, and if you've been vigilant, you're already in the groove, and this trine nudges you ever forward. The trine on the 15th is between Venus and Scorpio and Neptune and Pisces, and should boost your creative energy to the point where you overcome any blocks. There's a psychic and spiritual component to this aspect that urges you to listen to your intuition and follow that guidance. On the 17th, the full moon in Aries lights up your 8th house of shared resources. If you're winding up a project at work or for a client, be on the lookout for the payment. Tend to any loose ends today. Also today, Venus and Scorpio sextiles Pluto and Capricorn, so a woman is helpful with a creative endeavor or provides counsel on a romantic relationship. October 21st to 22nd, depending on whether you live in the Pacific or Eastern time zone, features yet another trine, this one between Mercury and Scorpio and Saturn and Pisces. You and a business or personal partner chat up a storm about a joint endeavor. The details, the depth, the structure. What do you hope to achieve? Mars in Cancer sextiles Uranus and Taurus on the 24th. Ideas for your network or how to achieve a dream you have flourish today. You may experience synchronicities to confirm a decision you've made or a direction in which you'd like to move. A pleasant surprise may present itself. On Halloween, Mercury and Scorpio trines Neptune and Pisces. You and a partner may decide to attend a Halloween party with friends or head out with your kids for the typical Halloween fare. Either way, it's a positive way to end the month. Libra. It's a big month for you, Libra, and it begins with a solar eclipse in your sign on October 2nd. This should usher in new opportunities into your life that enable you to move forward in the areas that interest you. With Mercury conjunct this eclipse, you will be conversing with a number of people about the opportunities it serves. You'll take in all the information and opinions before making your decision. The 13th brings a trine between the Sun in Libra and Jupiter in Gemini. Jupiter is busy expanding your belief system, spirituality, your worldview, and the trine with the Sun in your sign indicates that you embrace it enthusiastically. It's a great day to get together with positive, upbeat friends and family whose beliefs are similar to your own. Another trine on the 15th is also a beauty. It's between Venus in Scorpio, your second house of income, and Neptune in Pisces in your sixth house, daily health and work. Looks like a creative project in your daily work life that has a psychic or spiritual element brings in income. A woman is helpful. The 17th features a full moon in Aries in your seventh house of partnerships. Also, Venus in Scorpio sextiles Pluto in Capricorn. You and your partner, business or personal, are pleased that a project you've completed brings in a nice sum of money. Your partner may be urging you to hurry up and take on another project. On the 21st, 22nd, depending on where you live, Mercury in Scorpio trines Saturn in Pisces. You and a boss or client communicate and commiserate on a project. The discussion is productive. The sextile on the 24th is between Mars in Cancer and Uranus in Taurus. You'll like today. Whatever you're involved in professionally pays off for you and your partner. Money again, but in a surprising and unusual way. Halloween should be fun, even if you don't have kids and don't go trick-or-treating. The trine between Mercury and Scorpio, again, and Neptune and Pisces have a psychic spiritual context that could be a bit spooky. Ever thought about writing a horror novel, Libra? This would be the day to start it. Scorpio. On the 2nd, there's a solar eclipse in Libra in your 12th house. This should bring new opportunities for you to work behind the scenes in some capacity. As a producer, ghostwriter, therapist, or if you've been searching for a therapist, you find the right person. Or you may have the opportunity to resolve old issues. The trine on the 13th is between the Sun in Libra and Jupiter in Gemini. This one connects your 12th and 8th houses, so there's money to be paid to you. You have to figure out how, what possibility you get a significant break on mortgage rates, credit cards, or insurance. On the 15th, Venus in your sign trines Neptune and Pisces. Your creativity should be buzzing along today with this trine. Maybe an idea has seized you and won't let go. Maybe it's part of a project in which you're already involved. There may be a spiritual or psychic element to events today. The full moon at 24 degrees Aries on the 17th occurs in your sixth house, so you may be winding up a project in your daily work routine. If you're self-employed, you probably are casting around already for the next gig. If you have an employer, a boss, you may be doing the same thing, vigilant for where you might fit in. Also today, Venus in your sign, sextiles Pluto in Capricorn. You and a woman, or you and your muse, are in deep conversation about where to go from here. October 21st, 22nd brings a trine between Mercury in your sign and Saturn in Pisces. More thought and chatter about a creative endeavor or about a romantic relationship in which you're involved. Even a boss or client is supportive. This trine feeds into a sextile on the 24th between Mars in Cancer and Uranus in Taurus that engages your spiritual beliefs and worldview. Your business or personal partner is part of the excitement today. On Halloween, Mercury in your sign trines Neptune in Pisces. And yes, there may be a spooky mood about today, something unusual, something paranormal. Whatever it is, the event experience certainly fits Halloween. Sagittarius. The month kicks off with a solar eclipse in Libra on October 2nd. Solar eclipses are like double new moons, so double the new opportunities. For you, this will happen in your 11th house. Your network could go viral. Its membership may suddenly explode. Or you may have an opportunity to work with someone else's network, learning how that expansion occurs. Mercury is conjunct this eclipse, so there's a lot of communication flying back and forth. The trine on the 13th is between the Sun in Libra and Jupiter in Gemini. Your business or personal partner infuses your strategy with energy and enthusiasm, and that expands your network. It also moves you closer to achieve a dream you have. On the 15th, there's another trine between Venus in Scorpio and Neptune in Pisces. Your artistic or creative work has a spiritual or paranormal element that attracts attention. Don't be surprised if you land a gig. The full moon in fellow fire sign Aries on the 17th should be very much to your liking. It occurs in your fifth house, so it looks like you may be completing a creative endeavor and are casting around already for the next gig. Be patient. Bide your time. Also today, Venus in Scorpio sextiles Pluto in Capricorn. Money is headed your way, perhaps a significant boost in your income. From October 21st and 22nd to Halloween, you get to enjoy two trines and a sextile. The first one is between Mercury and Scorpio, again, and Saturn and Pisces. By communicating your truth, you win over an authority figure, dad, a spouse, a cop, the government, who is now firmly on your side. On the 24th, Mars in Cancer sextiles Uranus in Taurus. With this aspect, you may be tapped for an additional responsibility or particular tasks that pays off for you and your partner. When Mercury in Scorpio trines Neptune in Pisces on Halloween, there's a spooky mood in the air. Of course, why should you expect anything else on Halloween? Capricorn. The month gets off to a great start with a solar eclipse in Libra in your 10th house of career. If you've been searching for a new job or career, the opportunity should present itself on or around the time of this eclipse. Or you may have an opportunity to redefine your career by becoming self-employed. To some extent, the opportunities that surface depend on what you want and on your intentions. Mercury is conjunct this eclipse, so there's a lot of communication going on. On the 13th, there's a trine to enjoy between the Sun in Libra and Jupiter in Gemini. Whatever you're doing in your daily work life is expanding your professional options. This should also be a terrific day to get out and do something fun with colleagues and friends. The 15th brings another trine, this one between Venus in Scorpio and Neptune in Pisces, a pair of water signs that are quite compatible with your Earth sign Sun. A woman in your network is helpful in spreading the word about what you're doing, and the publicity is positive for your brand. On the 17th, the full moon in Aries occurs in your fourth house. If your home is on the market, you could get an offer for your asking price. Or an adult child may leave home, or an elderly parent needs more help. Also today, Venus in Scorpio trines Pluto in your sign, and this aspect appears to impact your brand or network in a positive way. You're more comfortable with this aspect than you are with the fire sign moon, and part of it could be that your love life picks up. From October 21st to 22nd to Halloween, there are two trines and a sextile to enjoy. In the first, Mercury in Scorpio trines Saturn in Pisces. You appear to be on top of things with your brand or network and are touching base with your members in newsletters, blog posts, emails. Your client or employer doesn't toss out any challenges or hurdles, so you're well prepared for the sextile on the 24th. This one is between Mars in Cancer and Uranus in Taurus and definitely highlights your creativity, kids, and romance. Your partner, business or personal, is helpful. Then we come to Halloween, and true to the spooky nature of the day, Mercury in Scorpio trines Neptune in Pisces. It isn't just spooky, but maybe psychic as well, and you talk about it to anyone who will listen. Aquarius. Okay, Aquarius, buckle up. October 2nd is really where the month kicks off, with a solar eclipse in Libra in your 9th house. Solar eclipses are like double new moons, so double the new opportunities. You may have a chance to travel abroad to teach or conduct a seminar or workshop and get paid for it. You may get into law school or graduate school. You may experience a spiritual epiphany. Mercury is conjunct this eclipse, so there's a lot of communication going on as a result. On the 13th, there's a trine to enjoy. The Sun in Libra trines Jupiter in Gemini, and both of these signs are fellow air signs, so for you it should be a stellar day. Your creative impulses are going wild. Honor them. Whatever you enjoy doing creatively, leap into it. It's also an ideal day for romance and for spending time with your kids. The 15th features another trine between Venus and Scorpio, Neptune and Pisces. This one connects your career area and your income area, houses 10 and 2. So something you're doing professionally should result in a nice payday. The full moon in Aries on the 17th occurs in your third house, and also today, Venus and Scorpio sextiles Pluto and Capricorn. The full moon signals the completion of something for you in a communication project in your neighborhood or school. If you have been considering a move, this may be the day you do it. The sextile indicates that you may be communicating with someone who is working behind the scenes for you, a publicist, therapist, producer, or you may have a secret lover. From the 21st, 22nd through Halloween, there are two trines and another sextile to enjoy. The first one, Mercury and Scorpio, trines Saturn and Pisces, and indicates a smooth flow of payment from a boss or client for whom you've done work. The trine on the 24th is between Mars and Cancer and Uranus and Taurus. You may be working from home today and find that your ideas are sharp, edgy, just what you've been hoping for. Halloween seems to be cooperating with the stars. Mercury and Scorpio trines Neptune and Pisces, so don't be surprised if you experience something psychic today. You may see an apparition, communicate with a loved one who has passed, or experience telepathy. Whatever it is, you're mailing and calling people about it. Pisces. The action this month kicks off on October 2nd with a solar eclipse in Libra in your 8th house. Since these eclipses are like double new moons, that means double the new opportunities, which should surface in the area of shared resources. You sell a novel or screenplay that brings in royalties, you get a significant break on a mortgage, credit cards, or insurance. Or, as a psychic Pisces, you have a paranormal experience that changes your perceptions. On the 13th, the Sun in Libra trines Jupiter in Gemini. Is your home on the market? If so, this trine could bring in an offer that you accept. Or you've been looking for a roommate, so you find the right individual. If you've decided to rent out your home, you find the right tenants. The trine on the 15th is between Venus and Scorpio and Neptune and Pisces. You'll enjoy today. This aspect favors overseas travel, teaching at a university level, studying the law, giving workshops on spirituality. You get the idea here. The 9th house is about your worldview and spiritual beliefs, and today you could meet a romantic interest who shares them. The full moon in Aries on October 17th occurs near 2nd house. Also today, Venus in Scorpio sextiles Pluto in Capricorn. This full moon illuminates your income area. If you've been looking for ways to increase what you earn, your network or brand may be the way to do it. You could start charging a small membership fee and email a newsletter about it. From the 21st, 22nd to Halloween, there are two more trines to enjoy and a sextile. The first trine is between Mercury and Scorpio and Saturn in Pisces. You're communicating frequently today with an employer or client who is totally on board with what you're doing and may bolster your ideas with excellent suggestions. On the 24th, Mars at Cancer sextiles Uranus and Taurus, connecting your 5th and 3rd houses. Uranus brings an edginess to your communication today, and Mars urges you forward with whatever you're involved in. Take advantage of this energy. Halloween is apt to be a bit spooky with Mercury and Scorpio trining Neptune in your sign. You're ready to communicate with deceased or primed to be a channel for higher beings and are ready to take the next step in your psychic development. You might try entering a meditative state and writing whatever comes to mind, whatever you feel.
Thanks for joining the Mystical Underground. Visit www.themysticalunderground.com for the latest blog post and book info. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Listen to the podcast at podcast.themysticalunderground.com. Follow Trish and Rob on Instagram at Trish and Rob McGregor. Follow us on Twitter at The Mystic Cast. Send email to podcast@themysticalunderground.com. And until next week, thank you for listening and stay mystical.